You're listening to SBS News.
Hamad International Airport in Doha, Qatar, is one of the few travel hubs still open during the pandemic. And on October 2nd, it was the site of a shocking incident involving women, including 13 Australians. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Maurice Payne, says she's deeply disturbed and is seeking urgent answers.
This is a grossly, grossly disturbing, offensive, concerning set of events. It is not something I have ever heard of occurring in my life, in any context. We have made our views very clear to the Qatari authorities on this matter.
Passengers on board flight QR908 were ready for takeoff when Qatari authorities reportedly instructed the aircrew to ask all the women to disembark. Then began a four-hour ordeal they'll never forget. Without explanation, the women were taken to waiting ambulances. There, they were allegedly forced to remove their underwear and subjected to an internal examination without consent. Dr. Wolfgang Babek was a passenger on that same flight.
I think we all thought the vulnerable people are being taken out. We also thought maybe it's just some COVID testing or some luggage. You know, sometimes it occurs, but it was strange to see that only the women should leave the plane. So I think everybody was a bit shocked, but you know, in this day and age with COVID, you sometimes just follow instructions as you're being told, and usually you have good faith in the stewardesses to go along.
Mr. Babek says many of the women were visibly upset when they returned. It was only later they were told they had been physically searched because a premature baby had been found abandoned in an airport bathroom.
They were extremely distressed. Many of them were shell-shocked and I couldn't even express what had happened. In such a situation, you don't ask questions. It just doesn't feel right. Some women were speaking or their partners were speaking, and it transpired then more and more what had occurred, also not in full detail, but that a horrific event had taken place.
Mr. Babek, an international lawyer, says the group gathered together in Sydney Airport and decided to put forward a complaint to the Australian Federal Police.
There was discussion what best to do and whether the embassy could request information, whether the police could help, or what are the best ways to do it. I mentioned that this is most likely a violation of human rights, in particular a convention that also Qatar is a signatory to, the ICCPR, and dignity and respect has been totally ignored in this case.
Qatari officials are conducting an investigation. It's understood the baby is safe and is receiving medical care, but the mother of the baby has still not been found.
I certainly want to see the report. I want to see the report of what occurred at the airport. I understand that the Qatari authorities intend to make that available. And then once I have seen that, we will determine next steps.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is also outraged by the incident.
The reports of this treatment are really disturbing. The idea that women could be subject to these very intrusive searches is, in my view, an absolute disgrace.
Because of coronavirus rules, the ambassador could not be summoned to the federal parliament, as is common practice when dealing with serious diplomatic matters such as this. A report, though, is expected to be delivered to Minister Payne by the ambassador by the end of the week. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.